Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek He, Mishnah Bet. We listed all different types of questions in the last Mishnah that the judges ask the witnesses. They then proceed to ask them Bedikot, which is all different details that don't have to do with the actual crime or testimony. What was the weather like? What color clothing were the people wearing? They ask these questions to the witnesses separately, just to make sure that they're both telling the truth. If the answers that are given are different, then we reject the testimony. Mishnah says, Kol hamarbe bebedikot harei zeh mishubach. Any judge who asks a lot of test questions, he's praised. We think it's a very good thing. The more he asks, the more likely it is that he'll find a contradiction between the two people. So therefore, we suggest and we encourage the judge to keep asking, to make sure that they're both telling the truth. We want to spare the person on trial from being put to death if he really is innocent. Ma'aseh ubadak ben zakai b'ukse te'anim. There was once a case where Ben Zakkai, which is Rabbi Yohanan Ben Zakkai, he was testing the witnesses, and he was making sure that they were telling the truth, and he asked them about a question about the fig tree, about the stems of the fig tree, if they were thin, if they were thick, and they gave two different answers, so Ben Zakkai knew that they weren't telling the truth. We listed the seven questions in the last Mishnah that we ask a person in order to make sure that he's telling the truth, which is the date, the day of the week, the month, etc. All those seven questions. There's a difference in those questions and then the questions of Bedikot that we're talking about, which is what was going on in that situation, but nothing directly about the case. Mishnah asks, Uma ben hakirot lebedikot. What's the difference between the standard questions and the test questions that they're given? The standard questions being those seven that we mentioned about what was going on at the time of the crime, and then the bedikot being the questions about what color people's shirts were they wearing and the weather and all that. So we say the difference between them are hakirot, ehad omer en yodea, edutan betela. When talking about the regular seven questions, if one of the witnesses says that he doesn't know, then we say that his testimony is not good. We dismiss him and his testimony. We mentioned the idea that all edut, all testimony has to have the ability to have somebody contradict it. For example, let's say he said, oh, I saw this crime on a Tuesday afternoon in Yerushalayim. You have to have the ability to give that so someone else can arise and say, no, you weren't there in Yerushalayim. I saw you in Netanya on that date. So you have to have the ability for someone else to undo it. If he says he doesn't know, you're not giving anybody else the chance to uproot your testimony by claiming that it was a lie. This is called educha she'iatayachola haziman, a type of testimony that can't be contradicted by other people. So therefore, if someone says that he doesn't know the answer to one of the questions he was asked by the bedin, the whole testimony is bad. But when talking about bedikot, for example, what was the weather that was going on at the time of the crime? Mishnah says over here, Bedikot ehad omer en yodea, va'afilu shenayim omrim en anu yodin, edutan kayemet. When it comes to those questions, if one of the witnesses or even two of the witnesses say that they don't know, their testimony still stands. It's not a detail that has to really be covered because these questions are side details. They're not about the core of the case. But ehad hakirot ehad bedikot bizman shemachishin ze edutan betela. But when talking about both types of questions, if the witnesses contradict each other, not that they don't, that they both say I don't know is okay. But if they give opposite testimonies that don't fit with each other to the same question, different answers to the same question, then the testimony is thrown out because a contradiction, even in something small, shows that one of the witnesses is definitely not reliable. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. We just said in the last Mishnah that if there are two contradictory answers to Bedikot, two opposite answers when it comes to what the judges ask a person about a side detail of the case he was witnessing, then we throw out the testimony and say that it's invalid. Here the Mishnah is going to say that there are exceptions to that rule if the witnesses give certain answers that may seem to not fit with each other. we say that no, maybe we could assume that they both meant the same thing. We'll explain. Mishnah says, Ehad omer b'shnayim b'chodesh, ve'ehad omer b'shlosha b'chodesh. If one witness says that the crime happened on the 2nd of the month, and the second witness says that the crime happened on the 3rd of the month, talking about the date, edutan kayemet, the testimony stands, because we assume that they made a simple mistake. We know that the calendar has either 29 or 30 days in it, the Jewish calendar per month, 29 or 30 days, depending on when the witnesses came to announce that they saw the new moon. If they came late, if they missed that, the getting to the Bet Din to declare Rosh Chodesh, then the rabbis would add an extra day to the month. So therefore, what we say is, in this case, where one said that it was on the 2nd of the month, and the other witnesses said it was on the 3rd of the month, the first witness knew that there was a 30-day month in the previous month. So therefore, the date that he saw the crime was the 2nd. He knows that it was the previous month had 30 days, and therefore this was 2 days later, it was the 2nd of the month. But the second witness, who testified that it was the 3rd of the month, he did not know that an extra day was added to the previous month. He thought that the previous month was only 29 days long. So when he saw a case that happened, he assumed it was 3 days after the 29th, so it was the 3rd of the month. So therefore, they're really both talking about the same date. They're both in agreement, and they made a very common mistake. There's no conspiracy going on by the fact that they're answering something different. We can solve a contradiction and say that their testimony is valid, it's correct, genuine, and therefore it stands. But ehad omer b'shlosha ve'ehad omer b'hamisha edutan betela. If one witness says that the crime happened on the 3rd of the month, and the other witness says that the crime happened on the 5th of the month, then the testimony is betela, it's void. 2 day difference is an impossibility. There's no way to say that they're really in agreement. There's no way to smooth it out. We have to say that they're talking about 2 different days and that they're contradicting each other, and therefore we throw out their testimony. If one witness says that the crime happened on the 2nd hour of the day, and the second witness says that it happened on the 3rd hour of the day, we say, edutan kayemet, the testimony stands. We accept that they're both talking about the same thing. And sometimes people make an honest mistake. They didn't have watches in those days. They make an honest mistake in what the time was between the 2nd and the 3rd hour. A person could make that mistake, so therefore we don't throw out their testimony. But if one of the witnesses said that the crime happened during the 3rd hour of the day, and the second witness said, no, it happened during the 5th hour of the day, then they're in direct contradiction to each other. Edutan betela, the testimony is void. That type of mistake is not manageable. We can't say that they were talking about the same thing. One of them must not be telling the truth. Rabbi Yehuda omer kayemet, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, we do keep the testimony, because people have the ability to confuse the 3rd hour and the 5th hour. It's not so far off. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, we allow the testimony to stand. But in this case, everybody would agree that the testimony is not accepted, even Rabbi Yehuda. Ehad omer b'chamesh, ve'ehad omer b'sheva. If one witness says that the crime happened in the 5th hour of the day, and the second witness says that the crime happened in the 7th hour of the day, if we pause right here, we would think that it's the same as before. That Rabbi Yehuda would say, kayemet, that the testimony stands. It's only a 2-hour difference. And before, when we were talking about the 3rd hour of the day and the 5th hour of the day, Rabbi Yehuda said that we accept the testimony. So maybe the same here. But we say no, edutan betela, the testimony is not accepted even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shebehamesh hama b'mizrach, ubsheva hama b'ma'arav. Because during the 5th hour, the sun is in the east, and in the 7th hour, the sun is in the west. It's very easy to tell the difference between these 2 hours. People would not confuse it with each other. So therefore, they must be talking about 2 very different times, and therefore they're in contradiction to each other. They don't fit, and their testimony is thrown out.